Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Did you see, I know Kane saw it. Well, now he did, at least. This story from the BBC. Here we go. This is how bad the wokery is getting, right? This is how bad the progressive patriarchy is becoming. So men who identify as women are insisting that lesbians should sleep with them. For real. So the BBC, I'm not going to read you everything in this piece, but they're saying lesbians are transphobic if they do not want to sleep with trans women. And they've interviewed tons of women for this. And a lot of the women were saying that they're not attracted to dudes. It doesn't matter if you have the outward appearance of a female if you still have your dude bits. And even if you changed your dude bits, that doesn't change. They were like the jawlines, all kinds of stuff. But what is this abusiveness that now, I thought that these people are embracing some of these hardcore trans activists are embracing. Because I knew that lesbians were feuding with the trans, I knew that one of the letters in the alphabet was feuding with the other letter. But now it's to the point where if you don't just consent, then you're considered transphobic. And they were saying that I read some of these women, some of their accounts, and honestly, it feels like they were brainwashed. Like this one woman was so badgered by this man who identified it as a woman that she just gave up fighting him. And she said that she hated every moment and she felt bad and ashamed because he was still a man in every way. And that whenever they, they're attacked, whenever they do like their marches and that, they are attacked. And sometimes people get in their faces and that, and these are like trans activists that are trying to pressure them into accepting. So if you're a man, this is like what the whole Caitlyn Jenner thing was about, because he was out there saying, he was saying that he was still attracted to women. And that's what all these people were saying this whole time, that a dude can identify as a woman, but still be attracted to women. Right. And that's one of the objections that a lot of women have about the restroom situation. Right. And the fitting room situation. And so if you're a dude who identifies as a woman, but yet you're attracted to women and you're trying to pressure this, do we not see the disconnect here? You don't have a right to vagina, okay? You don't. Just newsflash, okay? Are you all right? Okay, what?
I just have
You're
some,
festering.
I just
Why?
Have unpopular thing to say.
What
about
is
it.
Your unpopular thing to
I
say? Mean,
I think it rises to the level of mental disorder. It's a mental disorder. Especially if you're insisting that you not only accept their made-up identity, but further insist that lesbians are TERFs because they don't sleep with you. This is a mental disorder. And I think we should treat it as such, because this is getting completely out of hand. It's getting to the point where we're accepting this mental disorder, and now there's a whole domino effect of social problems that follow.
Yeah.
And this is the problem. It's a mental disorder. The transgender idea, when it goes this far, it's a mental disorder.
They have all scores and scores and scores of women in this article, and I've seen them online too, where they talk about the abusive misogyny. And I will have to say that of my acquaintance, I know, and it's because we have a common view on self-defense. There are a couple of people, men who identify as women, who are not like this. But excluding them, all of the other interactions that I've ever had with trans activists have been horrifically misogynistic. I mean, horrifically misogynist. Some of the worst misogyny that I have ever experienced as a woman has been at the hands of trans activists. I've had men tell me that I don't know what it's like to be discriminated against as a woman. And I'm just like, excuse me? or I don't know what it's like to live in fear as a woman. I've actually had people say these things and type these things in public forums like Twitter and Facebook to me. And I'm like, get over it. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Are you serious? Someone else told me that I don't have a right to any kind of right to privacy in any kind of public restroom. I mean, this is like really, this is what I talk about with protections for women. And when I say horrifically, the reason I underscore that so much is because a lot of them use the left. I don't think that language itself is violent, but they are very abusive in their language to the point where I wouldn't be surprised if they were violent people. The ones that I've interacted with. I mean, I've seen it. And by the way, I have seen some women who are lesbians on social media. I've seen some of the stuff that's been thrown at them by trans activists. There was one individual that was a mutual acquaintance, and this had to do, usually, I mean, there's always some common ground, whether it's Second Amendment or whether it's like, you know, taxes, there's always something. And they actually had to close their account on Twitter because the abuse was so bad. It's insane. This is abusive. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
So I have been following this story, and it gives me so much anxiety. I don't know if you've heard about this, but there was, on the Spanish island of La Palma, there was a situation where you had a number of dogs that were in a very dangerous position because there was a recent volcanic eruption. The island had been battling lava flows for a month now. And it also resulted in a group of dogs who were trapped on the island, and there was no easy method of rescuing them. So people were giving them food and water with drones because they're awesome. And then there was an anonymous source that featured drone footage, and apparently, an NPR reported this too, apparently they found a safe way to get the dogs off of the island using drones. They don't know who is actually behind it. I think those people are the real MVPs right now. If you could give a real MVP award every month, they would be mine. So, this is funny. Heineken and Dos Equis said, we did not authorize the use of our logos nor sponsor the Michael Bloomberg Moms Demand stuff, because apparently Moms Demand in every town did not get permission to use the logos of Heineken and Dos Equis. And so Heineken and Dos Equis slammed them publicly, distancing themselves, saying that they were not actual sponsors of the event. They don't appreciate having their logos associated with it. So I have always thought Heineken smelled like a fart, but I may have to give it another look after this. It does. Don't argue with me because I'm right. So the White House is not going to host Halloween for kids because Biden probably has to go back to Delaware. He is traveling. So this is from The Hill. The White House is going to be lit up, but there's not going to be any in-person event, no trick-or-treating, because apparently the president has some international travel plans. They said that they're going to be traveling internationally during the last days of October. They will not be hosting any kind of specific events. They're apparently going to be departing Thursday for a trip to Europe. They're stopping in Rome for the Group of 20 G20 summit and Glasgow for a UN summit on climate change. So the kids get the shaft because the United Nations gets the attention for the thing that doesn't even have scientific consensus, the theory of climate change. That's fine. Bill Murray has been cast in Ant-Man 3. Marvel has announced Bill Murray's cinematic debut in the Marvel Universe. So apparently the release date's like 2023. It's Ant-Man and the Wasp. And it's the last Phase 4 movie. And apparently, so you have Paul Rudd, you have Evangeline Lilly, and then now you're also apparently going to have Bill Murray. So that's at least what's being reported in a lot of different newspapers. So a lot of like the movie stuff and the comic stuff and all that. So very interesting. And lastly, the Team Canada kit for the Olympics that's coming up for the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing that no one's going to watch. It's from Lululemon. Nothing says great masculinity like men wearing some Lululemon. Woo-woo! Stay with us. Looking at coronavirus, California County shut down another In-N-Out over the vaccination mandate. True story. So they said, we won't be the vaccination police for any government, according to In-N-Out's top attorney. Contra Costa County officials shut down their Pleasant Hill location. Now, you have two other In-N-Outs in the area. They've been given fines and warnings. They have to check a person's vaccination status before they eat their hamburger. Did you get injected with a government solution? Did you get injected? Oh, then you can't eat this hamburger. So now the county of Contra Costa can't, they're shutting them down. Oh, there's exception to alcohol. Yeah, of course there is. And Krispy Kreme. Did you hear about this? They use soy lectin, and I don't like that. Krispy Kreme is now mandating vaccinations for their employees. They said, the Epoch Times was reporting this too. They were saying that if you employees need to be vaccinated or by November 30th or be terminated. Mm-hmm. John Richardson, who is an information technology employee with Krispy Kreme, told the press, quote, since when does a company built on sugar get to dictate the healthcare decisions of its employees, end quote.
Exactly.
I mean, Kane, what is the top comorbidity factor for coronavirus fatalities?
That would be obesity.
Obesity. What are donuts made with a lot of?
Obesity? No. Of course, sugar and
yes.
fat.
True. So maybe they shouldn't. I just think that if it's about health, you know, isn't it? It's about health and science. Then maybe people should avoid Krispy Kreme, since obesity is a top coronavirus fatality comorbidity. So maybe just avoid, especially like donuts that have soy lectin in them, which isn't totally great for you, not at all. So they're now doing it. And they were giving, remember they did their vaccination campaign in March? People got the shot, they got a donut. I knew this was coming.
Yep.
I knew it was. I don't like their donuts anyway, because I don't like the soy. People who have like allergies to soy lectin, my husband has an allergy to really that unfermented soy. Soy lectin and soy proteins. And so he can't eat them anyway. I don't like things with soy in them. I just don't think it's healthy. And it's a donut that's made mostly probably with like processed sugar. So just saying. I mean, if you guys would be like that, go right ahead and be like that. There's a lot of other places that don't do that. I'm sure you all have like a bunch of local donut shops in your areas. Like just get from there. It's actually easy to make it at home too. So that's they're really, really pushing it. They're really pushing it. Dana here. Do you enjoy a glass of wine with dinner? Maybe while in the backyard entertaining friends, unless you're in Australia. Well, let me tell you about one of my best kept secrets, the world's first extreme altitude wine club. My friends over at Bonner Private Wines are a group of Americans who got tired of those flimsy little icky wines that you find at a lot of supermarkets. You know, the kind. It's like a step above Boone's Farm. Cheap throat-burning reds, the syrupy yellow whites, gag. They set out on a journey miles away from civilization and 9,000 feet in the sky to find some of the world's most remote wines. They almost died trying to bring you this liquid treasure. Pop up in one of these bottles and you're going to get blackberry, leather, smoke, and a little dark cherry. Plus, if you love steak and barbecue, you're an American, right? These wines make a great pairing. And today, you can be one of the first to try these extreme altitude wines. Visit conservativewines.com today and you'll get 50% off of your wine and 50% off of your shipping. No middleman. No inflated prices. Just visit conservativewines.com. That's conservativewines.com.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Hmm. Imagine you're a family and you're visiting South Florida and you just want to have a beach day, right? That's what Gabriel Alvarez was doing with his girlfriend and her 16-year-old daughter and extended family. They were at Saturday at Miami Beach. And that is when 38-year-old Milo Richards interrupted the family's fun time by chasing them with a machete. This is like some serious Florida like machete murder and stuff right here. They were running for their lives. Richard came at them with his machete. He appeared in court on Monday, charged with 6 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. It was the latest incident in Miami Beach, not far from Ocean Drive, where another tourist was murdered while having dinner with his family by a guy who was apparently high on shrooms. Yeah, they chased the dude, chased the whole family with a machete. And he's making a mean mug. He's mean mugging it in his mugshot. So, I'm just saying, like, you can't be walking around and you can't chase people and threaten to kill them with a machete. That's just not good. That's not good for anybody. Good heavens. Man, this is also what I should carry. I don't know. I'm like, this man was ambitious. It's kind of funny. Citrus County man, a Florida man, tried to bribe the fire chief and police deputies to keep his unsafe haunted house. This is Channel 8 WFLA. They said the Florida man built a neighborhood haunted house. And when he got in trouble because they said this is not a safe structure, he tried to pay off the city's fire chief to ignore it. I've never seen the phrase unlawful haunted house, but I have now. Citrus County Sheriff's Office, they booked 24-year-old Paul John Cattucci about 4 days ago under a charge of bribing a public servant. His lawyer told him not to speak with Channel 8, but they showed what was left of the backyard haunted house. Neighbors called the city. The fire chief came out to give it a safety check. They said that there were a ton of vehicles in the right-of-way parking. They were blocking the street during, you know, the operation of the haunted house. The violations, they said, were horrifying. They said that they had all kinds of fire and just general life safety issues, as well as a number of unpermitted structures. I don't really like permits, but I also understand, you know. Also, I think if you're dumb enough to go into a, just like a haphazardly constructed haunted house in someone's backyard, you're kind of accepting the risk, right? Cattucci said that he was trying to, Cattucci said he was joking when he tried to bribe the fire chief, but the sheriff was like, yeah, bribery isn't a joke, though. So he's facing a felony bribery charge. That's crazy. I mean, I understand, like, everybody wants to be like that house in the neighborhood, but you can't be doing, you know, with that. A Miami dog show descended into a massive brawl after a Florida woman demanded refunds when her dog lost. Oh my gosh, come on, people. I love dogs, but this is kind of crazy. Have you seen the video of this? It's nuts. I mean, everybody was throwing punches and kung fu fighting. It was nuts. It escalated to the nth degree. No arrests were made. Thankfully, there were no injuries reported. It was brought under control in about 5 minutes, but they had to shut down the rest of the event. And apparently, some lady got mad because her dog didn't win a prize. Well, get over it, Cynthia, okay?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.